ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट 33। कलेबरम परशुभीर छत्वा तत्ते ब्रजौकसाः दूरे क्षिप्त्वा अवयवशो न्यदहन् काष्ठवेष्टितम्। व्हाट वर्ड मीनिंग? कलेबरम द जाइगेंटिक बॉडी ऑफ पुतना, परशुभि विद द एड ऑफ एक्सेस, छित्वा आफ्टर कटिंग टू पीसेस, तत दैट बॉडी, ते ऑल ऑफ दोज, ब्रजो कसाह इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ ब्रजा, दूरे फार फार अवे, क्षिप्त्वा आफ्टर थ्रोइंग, अवयवशः डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ द बॉडी, पीस बाय पीस, न्यदहन बर्न टू एशेस, काष्ठवेष्टितम कवर्ड बाय वुड। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। द इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ ब्रज कट द जाइगेंटिक बॉडी ऑफ पुतना इनटू पीसेस विद द हेल्प ऑफ एक्सेस, देन दे थ्रू द पीसेस फार अवे, कवर देम विद वुड एंड बर्न देम टू एशेस। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। द इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ ब्रज कट द जाइगेंटिक बॉडी ऑफ पुतना into pieces with the help of axes, then they threw the pieces far away, covered them with wood and burned them to ashes. Puppet. It is the practice that after a snake has been killed, its body is cut into various pieces for fear that it may come to life again simply by interacting with air. Merely killing a serpent is not sufficient. After it is killed, it must be cut to pieces and burnt, and then the danger will be over. Putna resembled a great serpent, and therefore the cowherd man took the same precautions by burning her body to ashes. नमो ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण We are reading 10th canto, chapter 6. किसका है? So this is the 10th canto. All the Krishna's pastimes has been narrated by Sukadev Goswami. After Krishna taking birth in Mathura and in Gokul, this is the first pastime Krishna started. Isn't it? After taking birth, this is the first Mangalacharan. Krishna did his pastime. He began to sow the very attractive pastimes to the whole human race. Acharya Sridhar mentioned the pastimes played by Krishna in Gokul and in Vrindavan. It is very difficult to narrate by the demigods. What to speak of human beings? Gokule Basato Lila Varnyate Sur Duskaraha. It is very difficult. So why Krishna is killing Putana? You see, in the beginning, very beginning, Krishna took birth and the first starting point, killing Putana. And the same instances happened in Ramavatar also, in the incarnation of Lord Ram. The Ram also began his pastimes killing Taraka. Ram killed Taraka and Krishna killed Putana. This chapter is called Putana Moksha. Ya etat Putana Moksham Krishnasya Adhut Arvakam Shnoyat Satsradhaya Martyo Govindi Lavati Ratim. Simple by hearing Ya etat Putana Moksham Krishnasya Arvakam Adhutam. No small child can do this kind of activity. No small child. Here we are reading this verse. The gopas, they are cutting the Putana's dead body into pieces. This is the text, I think. This is the text mentioned. Very long time we have been listening these pastimes. Why we listen these pastimes? This is the aim and ambitions of life. And this is the target of life. This is the fruit of life. Meditating on Krishna, that is the last success of a human life. And this hearing helps us to meditate on Krishna. Satyam Param Dhimahi. The beginning verse of the Bhagavad said, Satyam Param Dhimahi. We are meditating on Krishna. One chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, antakale chamamiva smaran muktva kalevaram. If somebody is fortunate and he is quitting his body the end of his time by remembering Krishna, he has got his success of life. That is the success. So this needs a heavy practice. Heavy practice. Isn't it? Heavy practice. Tasmat sarvesu kalesu mam anusmare yudhyach. Any life we are maintaining in human birth, we may be teacher, we may be an engineer, whatever we may be, the meditation on Krishna, meditating on Krishna, listening about Krishna, hearing kirtan, everything, that makes our life success, perfect. So this is the case. Nanda Baba is coming from Mathura to his residence, Gokul, and very quickly coming. How he is coming? Nanda Baba is coming. How is he coming? From Gokul, Nanda Baba is coming. You see, we are coming to the 33 text. And from the beginning, Nanda Baba is coming. Vasudeva prachoditaha. Vasudeva se prerit hoka. When Vasudev said to Nanda, go to Gokul very quickly, Nanda Baba is coming. How he is coming? Anybody can speak? Lot of anxiety. Then what he was doing? How Nanda is coming? Hey Narayan, Hey Bhagavan, please save my child, because from the beginning, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they were worshipping the Saligram Shila, the Narayan, from the beginning. And when Vasudev told to Nanda, please do not stay in Mathura, do not delay here, go immediately, nehasteyam bahutitham santi utpatascha gokule. You should not stay here for the long time. Suppose Nanda will ask, why will not stay? No. Santi utpatascha gokule. In Gokul, utpat means disturbance, very heavy disturbance will happening in Gokul. Please go back. So you see, in the old age, very late age, Nanda Baba had got a son, Krishna. You see, we can imagine the mood of a parent at the age of 50 if they are getting one child. It is not that Nanda Baba was very, very old. No. Even his beard was not white. It is mentioned in Shastra, Nanda Baba's dadi wo kali thi. It was not that Nanda Baba was very old and the Krishna came with white. No. Nanda Baba was young. In Dwapara, the 60 years old person, he considered young. Isn't it? Here in Kali Yuga, the 60 years old person means in dying bed. But in Dwapara Yuga, when Parikshit Maharaj was coursed by that boy, he was in the age of 60, but he was young. So Nanda Baba was coming to Gokul with a great anxiety. What is happening? And when he entered into the Gokul, he saw very abnormal thing. What did he see? A big gigantic body was lying half part in the Gokul and half part in the outside of Gokul. How long that body was? How long?
12 mile. 6 crores. 6 crores means 1 cross is equal to 3 kilometers. So it means 18 kilometers long body was lying down on the Gokul. This Kali Yuga nobody can imagine. 18 kilometers long body. How long we are? 5 feet something. Even somebody in Kali Yuga, they also not attain the 5 feet height. It is very difficult. So Putana's body was gigantic, and he saw, then when he saw, he was astonished. Oh, my brother Vasudev said very true. Utpat here, disturbance here in Gokul. Then he was thinking, and he is coming to his home, Gokul. He came. Then he discussed with his elder brother Upananda. Upananda was elder, and he was a very intelligent. His wife Prabhavati, she was also very intelligent. Prabhavati and Upananda, they have their, they have their influence in this whole Nanda family. So Upananda Nanda, they discussed, our child is only 6 days old. Krishna took birth. When Krishna took birth? When? when Krishna took birth? Midday? Middle of the day. When? Midnight is okay. What is the date? Bhadra Krishna Ashtami Madhyaratri. The month is Bhadra. The paksha is called the dark fortnight. And the 8th day, the midnight. Rohini Nakshatra. The star was Rohini. The Rasi was Vrisha. Singh Lagna, then Krishna appeared. Only 6 days passed, my friend. Only 6 days. It means Putana was killed on the 14th day, before one day of Amavasya. Putana disappeared from this material world. I mean, she entered into the spiritual abode of Krishna. So the Putana's disappearance day is the 14th day, dark fortnight of the Bhadra, month of Bhadra. So this same day is coming. You see, Santi Utpatascha Gokule. Oh, it is happening. So it means Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura to give taxes to Kansa the same day. Because Nanda Utsav was on the ninth day of Bhadra Krishna, Bhadra Ashtami. So after 3-4 days, Nanda Maharaj went to Mathura. Then this, when Vasudev told, no, you should not stay here, go back. Then Nanda Maharaj is coming. And he saw the mishappenings. So they told to the Bhangij. Bhangij, what is in English? Bhangis means the lower humans. You know they are cutting the dead bodies, and they are taking the skins of the dead bodies. Charmakar, what we can call in English. Charmakar, bhangi jo hai na, jo kata kati karte hai, dead body go. No word in English. The person, the low birth persons, anybody, Sarvasakhi Prabhu? The low born human beings, they are cutting the dead bodies and something else. You know, this is happening. Suppose one cow died and somebody is killing cow, taking the skins of the cow, and they are doing mridangas. How we are playing mridangas? The mridanga skin is a cow skin. And we are not taking out the low caste people. Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, they order to the low caste people. Cut into pieces. Why?
Why cut into pieces? Prabhupada mentioned here. Because they know this is a demon. Putana is a demon. So demons has so many miracle powers. What you know, one demon was staying in the family of Jarasandha. The name was Jara. So that Jara, she had the capacity. She can connect that Jarasandha. When Jarasandha took birth, Jarasandha birthed two pieces, and Jara connected the two pieces, then Jarasandha became alive. So Nanda Maharaj, and so they know that the demons, they have their something miracle power. So they bewildered. No. We should not let this body in this way. We should burn it. Krishna gave the intelligence. You see, this is the pastimes. Krishna gave the intelligence. So Nanda Maharaj and Upananda, they thought that we must burn the body. Why? Because the demons, they have some miracle power. Anything may happen. If we let the body in this way, so it may happen the body will again alive. Then that demon will do so many mischievous things. So better to burn. We should not flow in the water. Something may happen. We should not put in the ground also. Anything may happen. That's why Prabhupada mentioned, when we kill the serpent, a snake, we should cut into pieces and we should burn it. Otherwise, the snake can alive by the touch of air. So this is mentioned. In Veda also mentioned, if anything is burnt, then he is the subject for the liberation. The fire, you know, the element of fire, it has a miracle power. The fire has a miracle power. Very easily, the fire can decompose the elements in his original position. Just like if the body is burnt, the air can go to the air. The earth can go to the earth. The water can go to the water very easily. We must understand the very nice, the fire. Actually, every day we see the fire so that we are not thinking upon it. But Krishna has given these elements, they have their miracle power. You see the earth also miracle power. You know what is the earth has a miracle power? The same earth is giving sweetness to the sugar cane. The same earth giving the bitterness to the neem. Miracle. The same earth, the reservoir of all smells also. Gandha, prithvi ka gandha. So, if we meditate on Krishna, our brain will be fine. I realize personally, Prabhupada's realization, everybody can realize. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, our brain will be more fine and finer. And the more we go from Krishna outward, our brain will be gadha and gadha. Gadha, I mean, us. Donkey. So Krishna has given the intelligence. No, you should burn him, burn the demon. So how can burn? 18 kilometer long body, it is not easy to burn. So they call the low-born human beings, the low-caste person. So please go and cut the pieces. So you see, the low-caste people, they are taking the excess, kulhada. They are taking the excess and they are going to putana. They are cutting to pieces. Okay, this is the finger, cut it. This is the hand, cut into pieces. And one hand, if the 18 kilometer long is Putana's body, how long would be her hands? How long?
at least 7-8 kilometers. So 7-8 kilometers hand to burn also very difficult. You know, this is the meditation. This is the meditation. I know some people are sitting also here. Okay, philosophy is okay. We are speaking of the philosophy. But dry philosophy has no meaning. Why Sukadev Goswami is narrating this pastimes? After 2 or 3 days, Parikshit is going to leave his body. The last moment, Parikshit Maharaj is listening the pastimes, the sweet pastimes of Krishna. This, it means Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami is teaching us, we must do this. Leela Shravan, the listening, the hearing of Leela means direct meditation. Sansara Sindhu Ati Dostara Muti Tarsur Nanya Plava Bhagavati Uttama Slokasya Leela Katha Rasani Sevana Mantarena Punso Bhavati Vividha Dukham Davarditasya. The final instructions of Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, you can find in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 3. Sansar Sindhu, this material world is compared like ocean. Bharat Mahasagar, to cross Bharat Mahasagar is very difficult. Bharat Mahasagar, Bharat Ocean, very difficult. Except the Leela Katharas. Leela means the pastimes of Krishna. This is Ras. Ras is not different from this Leela. Krishna se Ras aa raha hai. It is very difficult to say. No, Krishna is Ras. Isn't it? Krishna himself is Ras. Krishna is Ananda. Nand ke Anand bhayo. Nobody says Krishna took birth in Nanda's home. No. You have read also Krishna, that Bhagavatam. What mentioned? Nandastu Atmaj Utpanne Jata Alhado, Jata Alhada. Alhada Jataha means Ananda Jataha. Sukadev Goswami is telling, in Nanda's home, who is coming? Anand is coming. Allah is coming. Rasu Beisaha. That's why Upanishad says, Anandi Bhavati. We will become joyful. Krishna is Anand. If we contact with Krishna, we will become Anandi. Krishna is Anand. Means source. We are taking something from the source. Isn't it very typical point to understand? Bhagavat is Upanishad. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam, the cream of Brahma Sutra. Nand ke Anand bhayo. So this Leela, when we are listening, means we are directing in Leela. We are meditating on Leela. So we are meditating, and now the low caste people are going to cut into pieces. That is meditation. You see, what is the meaning? People are taking axes and cutting. Is it a very good deed? Nobody will see. Koi gaya kuladi lekar kata kisi ke sharir ko. Nobody will see. But this is transcendental. Otherwise, why Sukadev will mention Kali Varam Parasuvir Chetva, cutting into pieces? Kalivaram means this body. This body is called Kalivar in Sanskrit. Kal means, Kakal has two meaning. Kal means to keep hold. And Kal means very nice. Kal. Just like Kalayati Karavalam, the Kalki Bhagavan will incarnate and he will keep hold a talwar, a sword. So Kalivar means, var means Shrestha, the supreme.
So this body is called Kaliver. It means here the supreme personality of Godhead resides. Simple, we are egoistic. No. Kaliver means where Krishna resides. Putna also, Putna hadi Kaliver, Kaliveram parasubhi hitva. And the persons, they are cutting the pieces. We should meditate. Nanda is in anxiety. Whoa, what is happening? What is happening? Only my 6 days, my child. So they cut into pieces. And Krishna has given the intelligence. Why? Why Krishna has given the intelligence? Why? Krishna has given us intelligence. With folded hands, I requesting all of you. If we meditate on Krishna, our brain will be so fine. One cannot imagine. This is the meditation. Lila Sravanam. Lila Sravanam means direct meditation of Krishna. Oh, Nanda Maharaj is coming, it is happening. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed to Raghunath Das Goswami, you stay in Brajmandal, do two things. Outside, you do seva. And inside, always lila chintanam. Always think on the pastimes of Krishna. My dear friends, this is the final instruction of all sadhus, all saints, and we have to do. And we are doing this. Why Krishna gave such intelligence? Because Krishna has come here to spread His glories. To spread His yasa. Yasa in English? What is called? Yasa. Yes. Fame. Krishna has come here to spread His name and fame. Why? Here we are instructed, nobody should run after the name and fame. Pratishtha sukari vishtha gauravam ghora rauravam. Gauravam, somebody is paying you obeisances. Somebody is glorifying you. It means he is throwing you to the Raurav Narak. Gauravam ghora rauravam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Pratishtha sukari vishtha. The position, power, position, like the stool of sukari. Sukari, sukari. Sukari means? Sheepig. Not heepig. Sheepig. Pratishtha sukari vishtha. So Krishna is coming here to spread His name and fame. Why? Why? Kunti Maharani said, Bhavesme niklesya mananam avidya kama karma bhi. Kunti said, in this material world, we are here by avidya. All the entities are viewed here by avidya. Kam karma bhi means we want to enjoy the fruits of our activities, our action. That's why we are traveling the whole cosmic manifestation, high and low, upar or niche, high and low. So Kunti Maharani is telling us, instructing us, because long, long lifetime we are traveling in this universe, in this tamas, in this darkest region. Isn't it? But how will we free from this? Shravan, Kirtan, Aharani. If we are listening the pastimes, if we are meditating, if we are chanting, glorifying, very easily we can cut the knot of the avidya. We can cut. So my dear friends, to whom you will glorify? To whom you will glorify? Tell me. To whom? You are eating rice, I am also eating rice. Why you will glorify me? You are also wearing this type of cloth, I am also wearing this type of cloth. Why you glorify me? You are putting cap, I am also putting cap. Why you will glorify me? You are 5 feet 5 inches, I am also 5 feet 5 inches. Why you glorify me? You are putting sari, I am putting sari. Why you glorify me? Please tell me, to whom you will glorify? If you see some extraordinary things, you will glorify. Brahmacharis, if one dandadhari is coming, okay, pay obeisances. Isn't some extraordinary? Try to understand. When people see some extraordinary things, they are ready to pay obeisances or something. They glorify. Suppose you have a child. Your child has one head. And some mother give birth a two-headed son. Oh, the whole Vrindavan will come, rush towards to see your child. One child took birth, two-headed child. Isn't it, my friends? Two-headed. One person, one brahmachari, he has remembered the whole 18,000 verses of Bhagavatam. Please, we can go and see him. That devotee, whole night he is chanting for 10 years. Okay, we should see him. Everybody will glorify him. Isn't it, Prabhu? Without extraordinary things, nobody will glorify. So please, Krishna came here to do extraordinary things. And what is extraordinary things? 6-day-old boy killing the 6-crore-long demon. What is his extraordinary work? 6-day-old boy killing 6-crore-long demon. And how is he killing? By drinking poison. By drinking poison. Can anybody do? Anyway, even we are taking very nice arrow water, we have so many problems in our stomach. What to speak of digesting poison? What to speak of digesting poison? Even the water we are taking from outside, Yamuna water, we can't digest. In this time, I am telling you, you can't digest. Nobody can drink 1 liter Yamuna water here now. So this is the pastimes. This is the miracle. This is the extraordinary pastimes of Krishna. Isn't it, Prabhu? So Krishna came here. Krishna, why Krishna has taken so many incarnations? So many reasons are there. So many reasons. Krishna told only 3 reasons. And that is outside. You know, devotee knows the real reason. Krishna said only 3. To killing the demons. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. Duskriti, the demons, the miscreants, I am coming to kill him. Do you think that this is the right reason? Are mere bhai, Ravan was the great demon. Krishna is residing here in the hut. He will make him a heart attack. Why Krishna has to come here and arranging Banari Sena, the monkey Senas from Ayodhya to Rameswaram, making one bridge? What is this? Simple, very easy thing. Heart attack. Choke the heart, Ravan will be killed. Choke the heart, Vibhishan will be killed. Nothing needed. And what to speak up? You know everything. When some devotee is doing pranayam, the whole cosmic manifestations, inhaling and exhaling, stops. You know, Dhruva Maharaj was doing, and all the demigods, whole cosmic manifestation, stop. Isn't it? Was in trouble. So what to speak of Antaryami Krishna? Antaryami Krishna will stop immediately. All the demons will kill. What to speak of Ravana and Kumbhakarna? But why Krishna comes? Why Krishna took take incarnation? Who will say?
Increase name and fame.
So what will happen? Yes. Shukadev Goswami clarified. Anugrahaya bhutanam manusi dehamasrita bhajate tadrisikrina yasratva tatparo bhavet. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 29. Why Krishna is coming? Shukadev Goswami clarified. Anugrahaya bhutanam. To bless the human beings. You see, animals, they can imitate. Wo anusaran nahi kar sakte. Kuch difficulty hai unme. But the human beings, very love of anusaran and anukaran. Anukaran, following and approaching. So anugraha bhutanam, he know the human sentiment. If I will come here, if I will incarnate and do this and these things, immediately people will follow me. And people will glorify me. Isn't it? Anugrahaya bhutanam. Manusi deham asrita. The Lord is not human being. The Lord is not human being. He only takes human body for a certain period. Are you human being? क्या है आप मनुष्य हो? ये झूठ बात है. If Krishna is not human being, how we will be called human being? No, we are also soul. We are also part and parcel of Krishna. For a certain period, we are accepting this human body. Oh, so many years you have been listening Bhagavatam. We are not also human being for a certain period. For a certain period, kabhi upar uthaye, kabho narke dubaye. So Krishna is not a human being. You see, manusi dehamasrita, only for a few time Krishna accepted this human form. Why? Bhajate tadrashi krida. Tadrashi krida means that kind of pastimes Krishna want to do, that human race will follow or glorify. Yashrutva, by listening, tatparo bhavet. I mean, Krishna, the human race will take shelter of Krishna. So Krishna comes here, yuga yuga, in every yuga, to attract human moods towards him. This is the only one ambition, nothing else. This is also mentioned in 11th canto, when Krishna here went to his dhama. Swamurtya lokalavanyam nirmuktya lochanam nranam girivhistaha smaratam chittam padistani kshatam kriyaha. When somebody sees Krishna, he was attracted. His eyesight was not ready to see any person in this material world. That's why in our Gaudiya scripture it is mentioned, Janam Saphaltar Krishna Darsanajar Bhagya Hayache Akbar. My dear friends, devotees, if by our good fortune anybody is so fortunate to see Krishna, automatically his eyesight will not be ready to see any other mundane things. This is the last benefit of seeing Krishna. So Krishna comes here to attract our speaking capacity, our eyes, our ears, everything. He snatches away. Snatches away. If we are not realizing this, we may become devotee for 25 years, 30 years. Oh, janam janam, life after life. Life after life. So, my dear friends, Krishna comes here to attract us. So why? This is the first pastimes. So Krishna is doing Mangalacharan to attract. You know, ek kahavat hai, sher ek bar koshish karta hai. Pahli koshish jump ke karta hai. First jump. So Krishna is, first pastime is performing Putna. Putna, the cruelty of Putna, no limit. Limitless cruelty. And the mercy of Krishna, limitless mercy. That will attract. So that's why Putna Leela is mentioned in the beginning. Nanda Maharaj ordered, they are cutting into pieces. This is the pastimes. The first impact, the first point, the Acharya mentioned to attract people so that we will meditate, we will listen about Krishna life after life. Number one. Number two, why Putna Leela is doing? Why it is mentioned first? Because Kansa sent the first person, Putna, to hear. And Krishna to show Kansa his power. His power to Kansa. What are you? To challenge me. You see. So Acharya mentioned Kansasya Tiraskaraha. To show Kansa what you will do to me. What you do. You can do. You can do nothing for me. I may be child for 6 days. You may be 40 years old, a weak person. You will do nothing. Your energy has nothing. So, Kansasya Tiraskaraha. Number two, Bhakta Raksha, Apni Raksha. Krishna can protect himself and Krishna can protect Brajavasis also. So, Putna fell down. Nobody was hurt. You see, this is the miracle. Unless Acharya, we can't see. Kansasya Tiraskara and Dusra. The second point is, Krishna can protect himself and Krishna can protect his devotees. Number three, I am killing one woman, but nobody can blame me. Nobody can blame me. You see, killing woman, it is very, very bad. It is mentioned in Shastra, killing Brahmana, killing woman, killing a person who is sleeping, very abominable activities. Very abominable. So Krishna is coming here and first Leela is killing the woman. Very abominable. But Krishna is doing in such a way, nobody can blame. Why? Because Krishna is telling, my mouse is coming and she is feeding me breast milk, and if I am drinking breast milk, if she is dying, then what is my fault? Not my fault. Are doodh pite pite agar wo mar gayi, usme mera kya dosh hai? Nobody will blame. This is the fact. Three. Number four, apna virya prabhav. Krishna want to show his power. Prabhav. I can do everything. Krishna can do everything. Number five, asadharana yas, extraordinary fame. Acharya Giridhar mentioned, asadharana karmo se asadharana yas ki prapti hoti hai. Isn't it? normal things, you are doing normal, I am doing normal. Nobody will glorify me, nobody will glorify you. Asadharanam, extraordinary, isn't it, Prabhu? Extraordinary. And number 6, Adhut Vismaya Prakatya. Yes, the Krishna is giving intelligence. You will burn into ashes, the smoke will come, and the smoke will having the fragrance, and that fragrance will spread my jasa everywhere. So make people vismayaras. Vismayaras means? Vismayaras in English? Astonishing ras. One ras is called vismaya. So people will see what is happening. The one dead body, we are burning one dead body. The dead body smoke is very bad. Very bad. Katadhuma. But the putana is burning. The dead body of putana is burning. We are burning. But the smoke is coming very with sweet fragrance. Vismaya. Astonishing point. So the 6th point is merging people in vismaya rasa. Number 7. So many abominable acts is done by Krishna. Killing women and drinking poison. How can the boy can be called as a God, Krishna? No. Krishna is not Bhagavan. Why? Because if he would have Bhagavan, then how can he is drinking the poison? Putana is coming. He should know. He should not go to Putana. So to bewilder the papis, mayavadis, the dustas, and dustum ko mohane ke liye, they will not believe. No, Krishna is not Bhagavan. Agar wo Bhagavan hote, Putana aagai wo jaan lete. Why is he not known? So mohayan surat dvisham. Dvesi, yani envious person, to put envious person into illusion. Number 8, Vaishnava ki trishna badhana. The Vaishnavas are very interested to drink the mellows. And when they will listen, Mo Krishna, O Bakiyam Stanakalakutam. O 6 days old boy, and Putana is coming in a disguised form of a mother, and he is giving her matrigati. Oh, such a marvelous activities. Oh, Krishna dayamay. So Vaishnavas are very interested to listen the pastimes of Krishna. And number 9, prem seva se phal ki prapti. Krishna is showing, if Putana is coming towards me and giving the poison, and is I am giving matrigati, the destination of my mother, if somebody is coming towards me and with love and affection he is giving me a leaves, a flower, one fruit, then what to speak? So Krishna is coming to do this. And number 10, Paramatma ke kripa ke vina dushton ka udhar asambhav. Nobody can kill Putana except Krishna. And Krishna can kill Putana, and Krishna can liberate Putana. Except the blessings of Paramatma Krishna, nobody is able to do such kind of very great job. So my dear friends, these are the pastimes, very nice pastimes. We have to always merge our mind in the remembrance of Krishna and remembering the pastimes of Krishna. In this way, our life will be successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Baldev Vidyabhushan is telling, avidyaya khyateva labhya aham iti tanmayim prag ahan putana krishno raghava tadaka mibaha. Jab tak avidya ka vinash nahi hoga, Bhagwan ki prapti nahi hogi. So putana, killing putana means, I mean avidya ka vinash. So after avidya ka vinash, one can realize Krishna. Arambhat eva lilaya baki dhatri gati pradaha Krishna swaguna madhurye trishnaya masa vaishnavam. Baki dhatri gati pradaha. Baki, and he gives liberation to Putana. So that's, I mean, Vaishnava ki trishna badhata hai. That increases the trishna of the Vaishnavas so that they can always meditate on Krishna, and in this way the Vaishnava's life will be successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question? I think any question? Yes. Mahaprasad? Are personal ki sadhu ka kya personal hai? वो हमें याद है कृष्ण रे जते का खिला सर्वोत्तम नरलीला. हाँ सर्वोत्तम नरलीला नर बपू तहार स्वरूप. ही लुक्स लाइक नर बट सपोज कृष्ण इज कमिंग सपोज डेमीगॉड्स आर कमिंग. Demigods can look like nar, man human being, but they are not human being. Just like आपने मिश्री से एक कोई वस्तु बना दी, मिश्री से मिठाई से, so वो human being नहीं है, वो मिश्री का एक गुड़िया है. आप समझ रहे हैं मेरी बात? आपने मिश्री से कुछ बनाया, वो मिश्री ही है, वो ह्यूमन बींग नहीं है, ह्यूमन बींग के रूप में दिखाई पड़ रहा है. सो कृष्ण इज नॉट ह्यूमन बींग. इसलिए कहा गया गूढ़ कपट मानुष. सुखदेव गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं भाई कि कृष्ण से अर्भकम अद्भुतम. आपको नहीं, ये सीधी सी बात है, ये सृष्टि के प्रारंभ में कृष्ण थे, सृष्टि के बहुत बाद मानव आए ना, तो कृष्ण क्यों मानव होंगे? आपके अरे यही तो भ्रम है, आपने हमसे नहीं सुना, इसलिए मजाक नहीं है. आपको प्रामाणिक अथॉरिटी से सुनना पड़ेगा, और सुनने के लिए तपस्या करनी पड़ेगी, और बुद्धि को उतना डेवलप करना पड़ेगा. मजाक की बात नहीं है. सवी न देवा सुरमर्त्य स्थिरियम, आपके पास भागवतम है मोबाइल पे? गजेंद्र मोक्ष निकालो, अष्टम स्कंद के चैप्टर 3. मानुषी देहम आश्रित, वही तो हम कह रहे हैं, मानुषी देहम आश्रित गूढ़ कपट मानुष. हजारों श्लोक हैं, देखो चैप्टर 3 का देख लो, मेरे ख्याल में 10-15 नंबर श्लोक देखो. सवै न देवा सुरमर्त्य स्त्रियम, सवै न देवा, मैं निकालू, आप श्लोक देखो. बहुत अच्छा प्रश्न आपने कर दिया, कितने लोगों की शंका दूर हो जाएगी. मिला? देखो सवै न देवा सुरमर्त्य स्थिरियम न स्त्री न शंडो न पुमान न जंतु. हाँ श्लोक संख्या 24, 8-3-24 निकालो. मिला? हाँ ट्रांसलेशन पढ़ो, ट्रांसलेशन पढ़ो सीधा, हाँ माइक से पढ़ो. नहीं उतना ही पढ़ो, हाँ पढ़ो 24 वाला पढ़ो, 24 वाला अंग्रेजी में है. हाँ देखो he is neither demigod nor demon, neither human nor bird nor beast. He is not woman, not man, not hijada, neuter, nor is he an animal. He is not a material quality, a fruitive activity, a manifestation or non-manifestation, he is the last word in the discrimination of not this, not this, and he is unlimited. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
साफ साफ लिखा हुआ है मनुष्य नहीं है, नॉट ए ह्यूमन. देखो आपके सामने पढ़ो, नॉट ए ह्यूमन बींग. दोबारा पढ़ू, नाइदर ह्यूमन. नाइदर ह्यूमन माने वो मनुष्य नहीं है. हाँ सारंग ठाकुर, इसीलिए भक्ति का सिद्धांत जानना. यस छत्वा, यस ब्रजोगसा. यस 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 यस. हाँ तो देखिए, कभी कभी हम लोगों ना श्लोकों को ठीक से नहीं मनन करते. ब्रजोकस माने इन ब्रज सो मेनी कास्ट्स वी आर लिविंग. ब्राह्मिन्स वी आर लिविंग, क्षत्रियस वी आर लिविंग, वैश्यज वी आर लिविंग, शूद्रज वी आर लिविंग, एंड डिग्रेड देन शूद्रज ऑल्सो वी आर लिविंग. सो द चर्मकार भंग इज दे आर ऑल्सो कॉल्ड ब्रजोकसा. इट इज नॉट देयर, दे विल नॉट बी कॉल्ड ब्रजोकस. द भंग इज जस्ट लाइक हमारे किशन लाल और दिलीप, वो ब्रजवासी है कि नहीं? हाँ लो कास्ट, बट दे आर ब्रजवासीज, दे आर ब्रजवासीज, दे आर लो कास्ट, दे आर ब्रजवासीज, ब्रजो कसाम. अरे देखो इसमें कोई डिफिकल्टी तो है नहीं? नहीं ये क्लियर हुआ कि नहीं? पूरा क्लियर हुआ? यस. Yes. Yes. No, that's another thing. That is also past time. But you see, नंद के भवन में, नंद के वहां जो गोकुल पहुंचे, वहां क्या लीला थी? वहां कोई लीला नहीं थी. This is the first in गोकुल. ये मथुरा, मथुरा में जो लीला हुई जन्म के समय, वो तो है, वो तो चतुर्भुधारी विष्णु के रूप में है ना? हाँ. ये पब्लिक पास टाइम पंडाल पे, बिल्कुल. दैट इज प्राइवेट. यस दीज आर क्वेश्चन. ब्रजो को समान कोई भी है ब्रजवासी, छोटा मोटा बड़ा, एनी क्वेश्चन? यस. आपको आपके सारंग की क्या गलती हो गई, वो हमारे क्लास में कभी नहीं आया इसलिए उनकी शंका नहीं मिटी. अब वो बहुत लेट आया, 50 साल का हो गया तभी आया. अब पछताए हो तो क्या? हाँ तो बहुकाल करिए सत्संग. अरे भाई कृष्णदास के, कृष्णदास कबीराज गोस्वामी सही कह रहे, मैं भी समझ रहा हूँ. तुम्हारा स्वरूप माने देखने में नर जैसा ही है. इसको क्यों नहीं समझ रहे? देखने में नर जैसा ही है लेकिन नहीं, लेकिन आप सुनो, नर जो जो ह्यूमन बॉडी है ना, ह्यूमन जैसे हम लोग का ये मानवीय शरीर जो मनुष्य हम कहलाते हैं वो नहीं है, वो सच्चिदानंद, वो मैटर बिल्कुल डिफरेंट है ना? तो वो ह्यूमन बींग नहीं हो सकता ना, ह्यूमन बींग के रूप में हो सकते हैं. ये समझने में बहुत ज्यादा कठिनाई नहीं है. ह्यूमन बींग के रूप में उनके डिजाइनिंग है, वो उसी डिजाइन से मनुष्य को रूप को बनाए. लेकिन भगवान क्यों ह्यूमन बींग होंगे भाई? भगवान देवता भी नहीं होंगे ना. जैसे उपेंद्र के, उपेंद्र बन के जब बलि महाराज जी की वहां सेवा कर, इंद्र की यहां सेवा कर रहे हैं, तो उपेंद्र को इंद्र क्या सोचता होगा बताओ? आप ही बताओ. नहीं नहीं एक सेकंड, उपेंद्र कहां है अभी? स्वर्ग में है, पुरंदर के पास है ना? तो उपेंद्र के शरीर को देवता लोग क्या सोचते? देवता है कि नहीं? लेकिन वो देवता नहीं है. जैसे जैसे लक्ष्मी जी की उत्पत्ति कहां से हुई? समुद्र से. तो मछलियां क्या सोचने लगी? हमारे फैमिली मेंबर. लक्ष्मी मछली नहीं है,
हमको समझना पड़ेगा चंदा मामा कहां से उत्पन्न हुआ, सागर से। सो सागर के बहुत सारी चीजें हैं पर चंदा मामा सागर वाला प्रोडक्ट नहीं है। सो हमको ठीक से समझना पड़ेगा। ठीक है, शंका को बढ़ाओ और समझ। यस ब्रजा
तो
यू
आर नॉट क्लियर ओहो
यू सी नॉट एवरीथिंग विल नॉट बी मेंशन्ड इन भागवतम सो व्हाई स्पीकर इज सिटिंग हियर इजंट इट सो मेनी थिंग्स यू कैन नॉट फाइंड इन भागवतम एवरीथिंग जस्ट लाइक अम्बरीश महाराज इज कमिंग हियर एंड ही इज डूइंग द्वादशी व्रत एंड ही इज रानी ऑल्सो कमिंग बट द रानीज नेम इज नॉट मेंशन तो इट डजेंट मीन दैट दैट रानी हैज नो नेम इजंट इट यस यस
If our meditation goes wrong in some very detailed, like for example, I don't know if it's low-class members, so if our meditating is Vajrasana,
अच्छा ये इट इज वेरी कॉमन थिंग क्या लो कास्ट पीपल ब्रजवासी नहीं हो सकते अच्छा नंद महाराज ने काटा नो दैट्स व्हाई वी हैव टू फॉलो वी हैव टू सी बाय द आईज ऑफ द आचार्यज एंड दिस लो कास्ट फैमिली आई एम नॉट टेलिंग इट इज जीव गोस्वामी मेंशन्ड इन गोपाल चंपू that Nanda Maharaj they will not cut because they are high class and Upananda they will not cut the Hindi mein kehte hain charmakar jati bhangi to unko bulaya ki aao kulhade lekar ke aao kaato hum bhi dekhe apne Odisha chhetra mein jab ped ko kaatna hota na to hum dhobi ko bulate the wo kulhadi leke aate the kul wo kaath chirte the aaj bhi normally wo hum log nahi chirte the फल मिलेगा उसमें कोई ठाकुर जी बड़े दयालु हैं और धीरे धीरे ठाकुर जी बुद्धि दे देंगे सब कुछ ठीक हो जाएगा चले ना यहीं बैठे हरे कृष्ण आप डेली दो दो घंटा सुनो चलो एक्चुअली देखिए हम बिल्कुल इधर उधर नहीं जाते पॉइंट हमारा पॉइंट रहता है फोकस लीला जो है हम भी देखते हैं भक्त लोग सुनते हैं बैठते हैं पर ब्यारी करता है अलग अलग हम कितना समझेंगे वही चीज कही जाएगी लेकिन समझने की कैपेसिटी होती है वो व्यक्ति समझता है अपने लेवल से इसी बात को कह दिया जाएगा जीव गोस्वामी वगैरह और समझें श्रीधर और समझे चक्रवर्ती और समझे है कि नहीं सेम थिंग सो हाँ कुछ स्टैंडर्ड समझने का होना चाहिए कि क्यों भगवान मनुष्य नहीं है भगवान मनुष्य नहीं हो सकते जैसे भगवान को कहा जाएगा कि अमर है आप कैसे प्रूफ करोगे भगवान इटरनल है तर्क के आधार पर कैसे करोगे आप कहोगे हाँ भगवान मरते नहीं है पर आप प्रमाण कैसे करोगे हाउ कैन यू प्रूफ आपके पास तर्क होना चाहिए ना हाँ शास्त्र के आधार पर वो कैसे प्रूफ करोगे आप नहीं आचार्य की वाणी से तो है आपको श्लोक दिखाना पड़ेगा अहम एव आसम अग्रे अरे भाई ये जो मर्त्य जगत आप देख रहे हो मरने वाला उससे पहले हम थे इट मीन्स अमर वो कहते मैं था तो था मीन्स तुम्हारा अस्तित्व यहां से पृथक हो गया ना इससे तुम्हारी पृथक सत्ता हो गई ना सब बहुत ही इसीलिए तो मुनि लोग तपस्या करते थे इस माइंड को बहुत शार्प बनाने के लिए गीता में कहा गया कई लोग सुनेंगे पर समझ नहीं पाएंगे है नहीं आश्चर्यवत पश्यति कश्चितेनम आश्चर्यवत बदति तथैव चान्यः आश्चर्यवत चैनम अन्य सुनोति श्रुत्वापि एनम वेदन चैव कश्चित क्यों कहा गया बिना तपस्या का बिना प्रामाणिकता का फॉलो किए व्यक्ति नहीं समझ पाएगा जैसे ब्रजोकस हम समझ गए एक ही बात में कि निम्न वर्ण के लोग क्या ब्रजोकोश नहीं हो सकते, कोई भी चींटे चींटी तक ब्रजोकोश हो सकते हैं। पर प्रभु जी के मन में जो प्रश्न आया एक क्यों आया कि कहीं ना कहीं थोड़ी कमी थी, वो कमी को दूर किया जाता है। अब भंगी भी ब्रजोकोश है नहीं, भंगी ब्रजवासी हो सकता है, ब्राह्मण ब्रजवासी होता है, कोई भी हो सकता है, चार वर्णों का निवास हो सकता है, चांडाल भी हो सकता है, स्वर भी हो सकता है, बंदर भी हो सकता है, कोई। चलो छोड़ो हमें, हरे कृष्णा।